International Red Cross is ending two emergency aid programs that provided food to 50,000 Palestinian families. The temporary programs were launched 2 years ago at the height of Israel's reoccupation of the West Bank. The Red Cross says it's up to Israel, as the occupying power, to provide now for Palestinian needs. NPR's Linda Gradstein visited the West Bank and filed this report.
For the past year and a half, 30-year-old Wafa Qatawi has received a voucher from the International Red Cross every 6 weeks. Worth $135, the voucher entitled Qatawi to a fixed package of flour, rice, sugar, tea, and cooking oil. It also enabled her to purchase goods from her local supermarket in the village of Beitunya near Ramallah. A mother of four young children whose husband is ill and unable to work, Qatawi says the assistance did not cover everything she needed, but she says it was a tremendous help. The food really helped us, she says, and things like laundry detergent and shampoo are very expensive. I could buy them with the coupons. She says the aid enabled her to use the little money she does have for other needs, like special baby formula for her youngest daughter. Now, she says, she'll have to use her money for basic needs and cut back where she can. She says her children won't starve, but she has no idea how she'll pay her electricity bill this month. The Red Cross has distributed the emergency food aid for the past year and a half. Spokesman Vincent Bernard says the program was started in the spring of 2002 after Israel took over most West Bank cities. He says it was originally meant to last for only 6 months, but was extended twice.
The crisis is not the same anymore. It has shifted from an emergency humanitarian crisis to a longer-term economic breakdown of the Palestinian economy. And it is not within the capacity of a humanitarian organization like the ICRC, the International Committee of Red Cross, to address such a crisis.
The Red Cross program focused on the West Bank, while the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, provides assistance to many Palestinian refugees in Gaza. UNRWA recently announced cutbacks in its emergency program because of a shortfall in donor contributions. Bernard of the Red Cross says that according to the Fourth Geneva Convention, the occupying power must supply the daily needs of the occupied people.
So in this case, the State of Israel has the primary responsibility to take care of the basic needs of the Palestinian population. So we think that if the security measures they have taken would be lifted or would try to minimize the humanitarian consequences, this would improve a great deal the humanitarian situation of the Palestinian population.
Israeli officials say the closures and other restrictions are necessary to prevent potential suicide bombers from entering Israel, and they blame the Palestinian Authority for doing little to stop attacks on Israelis. Meanwhile, back in Beitunya, Wafa Qatawi is preparing for the three-day holiday that ends the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. It is traditional to buy children new clothes and to purchase special sweets. But Qatawi says this year there's no money for those kinds of luxuries. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.